88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
It is no secret what God can do. What He's done for others, He'll do for you.
The service is coming to you from the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, located in Brooklyn, New York. We're holding services at 2012 Fulton Street between Howard and Saratoga Avenues, right here in Brooklyn, New York. This is the pastor, Elder Lawrence Casper Staten. Certainly we're grateful to the Almighty God that the Lord has given us this opportunity to be able to come into your homes, your cars, or your places of business, or wherever you are listening to the sound of my voice. God has allowed us to meet up together one more time on this side of the Jordan. We praise God for another chance to praise His name and to glorify Him. Friends, we want you to know that you're in touch with a church that believes you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. If you can produce the faith, my friends, God can and God will produce the miracle.
Yes.
Are you sick today? Are you suffering? It is no secret what God can do. I want to ask you two questions. Why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? Jesus Christ is right there where you are. Thank you, Jesus. I felt that right there. I'll say it again.
Hallelujah.
Jesus is right there where you are.
Yes.
To touch and heal your body. He can heal all manner of diseases just like He did in the Bible days. He's still doing that. What I want you to do is just stop for a few minutes. Amen. Let's have church together. And let's believe God for a miracle in your life today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Call up your friend. Call up your neighbor. Call up anybody. Enemy, whatever. Call them up and tell them that noisy church is on the air. The
yes.
Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. A church that believes God can do anything but fail. Hallelujah.
God can do anything.
The doctor might have told you he can't. The judge might have told you it's not going to happen. But what you need to do, down in the city of your soul, lift up your voice and say along with us, he can save, he can heal. I know he can, I know he will. God can do anything but fail. Yes, God can do anything. Sick and suffering. The doctor done did everything they could for you. And done gave you all the medicine. And you're still not doing good. In fact, you seem like you're getting worse. There's some of you, the doctor done told you, is all over for you. They ready to put you in hospice. They done gave up on you. They done told you, your undertaker, get your papers in order and get them ready for the undertaker. Oh, but I want to tell you, my friend, wherever you are today, God can heal your body. God can save your soul. God can turn things around for you. Why can't he do it, Brother Lawrence? Because God can do anything, anything. Put your faith in Jesus Christ. Let the Lord turn your situation around. Some of you right now got money problems. Yeah, you don't have no money to pay your bills. The insurance company is looking at you, amen, gonna cut your car insurance off because you have not paid them. My friends, I want to tell you, God can get your car insurance paid up. Thank you, Jesus, without it lapsing. Somebody say amen. Some of you are looking at a mortgage that ain't paid. Ah, they're talking about foreclosing on you. But God can make the money happen up for you. Well, your mortgage will be paid. God can pay your bills. I said, God can pay your bills. No matter what it is, no matter what the amount is. Your house note, your telephone bill. Yeah, your light bill, your gas bill. Hallelujah. Why do you say that, Brother Lawrence? Because God can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything but fail. I said he can do anything, anything, anything. God can do anything. Oh, you might be saying, what kind of church is that? We're a Holy Ghost church. Anybody in here believe that we're a Holy Ghost church? Yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah. We believe in God. And we know that he can. And we know that he will do anything but fail. Somebody give the Lord a hand clap. In Jesus' name. Amen. He can save. Amen. He can heal. He can deliver. He can set free. Amen. Some of you are hooked up on dope today. Mm-hmm. Some of y'all are hooked up on whiskey today. Some of y'all are smoking cigarettes, one right behind another. Wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. Some of y'all have gone to the legal stuff now. You're smoking that marijuana. Yeah, I said it. You're hooked up on that marijuana. You stay high all the time. God can get you off of that marijuana. God can get you off of that dope because God can do anything but fail. Why don't you call on Jesus and say, Lord, I need help right now. I'm in trouble, Lord. I got this thing that done grabbed me, done snatched me, and I can't seem to get away from it. But Lord Jesus, I need you to help me. Lord Jesus, I need you to set me free. Listen, he'll set you free if you want to be set free. But if you keep on going back to the store buying that stuff, the Lord gonna say, okay, when you decide that you want to be set free from it, that's when I'll free you. I'm not gonna force my way on you. Hallelujah. Some of you have marital problems. Yes, you got marital problems. And the devil done swept through your home, messed up your marriage. But God can do anything. God can turn it around for you. What you need to do is call on Jesus. If you call on Jesus, he will answer prayer. If you call on Jesus, he will turn it around for you. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Ain't no harm done. Calling on Jesus. Ain't no harm done. Calling on the Lord. Ain't no harm done. Calling on Jesus. Calling on the name of the Lord. Get you free from those bad habits. Ain't no harm to call him. If you call him in the morning, if you call him in the noonday, if you call him in the evening time, call him, call him, call on Jesus. Ain't no harm in calling him. Whatever you need today, call on Jesus. Hallelujah. If you need to be saved, call on Jesus. Tell you to be quiet. They might want to tell you don't call on him. They might do you like the man that was blind. They told him, stop calling Jesus. Be quiet. Don't call out to him. Don't bother the master. But the man that was blind, he realized, ain't no harm done. Calling on Jesus. Ain't no harm done. Calling on the Lord. Because it ain't no harm in calling on him. Some of you might be sick and suffering in your body. Come nigh to the radio. Touch the radio as a point of contact. We're going to believe God for a miracle in your life. Maybe you can't reach the radio. If you can't reach the radio, put your hand on your body, on or near where you're suffering. Let's call on Jesus. Because it ain't no harm. I said, it ain't no harm. In calling on Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, my God, we're calling on your name. Look down upon these, oh God, that's in radio land. Some, oh God, are in dire trouble. Some, oh God, the doctors done gave them up. Oh, Lord, some are in pain, Lord. Can't get rid of that pain. Jesus, we understand and know. It ain't no harm in calling on you, calling on that great name that's above every other name, Jesus. We're calling on you right now. Cast out devils, cast out demons, drive Satan away in the name of Jesus. Come on out of here, Satan. I said, come on out of here, Satan. Your kingdom must come down. Loose your hope. Take your hands off of these bodies. Set them free in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, touch right now. Let your healing virtue go through their bodies from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Then, oh God, somebody's in need of money. Make a way out of no way. Provide, oh God, for that bill to be paid. Jesus, show up and show out in the name of Jesus. Solve problems in the home, Lord. Fix that marriage, oh God. Jesus, we believe you for it right now. And we thank you, oh God. We glorify you, oh God. We magnify you, oh God. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. Friends, the prayer of faith has been prayed for you. Now it's your job to thank the Lord. Thank him for your healing. Thank him for providing a way for you. Thank him for paying your bill. The money is coming to you. Hallelujah. Thank him for solving your marital problems. Husband's going to do right now. Wife is going to do right. Children are going to start doing right. Because the prayer of faith has been prayed. You need to stand on it and believe it. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
God bless you. Remember, my friends, this is the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, that noisy church out of Brooklyn, New York. And we come to let you know, ain't no harm in calling on Jesus. Folks might say you're too emotional, you're carrying on too much. Let's call on that much more. Do like that blind man did when he met up with Jesus. They told him to be quiet. He went to calling that much louder. And he got Jesus' attention. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Call on Jesus till you get his attention. Tell the Lord, Lord, come by here and see about me. Thank you, Lord. All right, this is Pastor Lawrence Casper State. I'm looking at the clock. The clock is ticking our time out. It's getting away on us. But remember, this is the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. Coming to you from Brooklyn, New York. And we're always glad to be able to come to you to have a little church with you. Yes. Amen. Church like it used to be. Church like it ought to be. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, don't forget, we want you to write us. I look to get a letter from you on this week. Some of you have a prayer request that you want us to pray for. Listen, we serve a prayer answering God. Amen. If you send your prayer list in, we'll pray for you. That's right. We'll put you on the prayer list with the rest. And God will give an answer. Amen?
Amen.
Write me this week and send me your prayer request. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 715. That's Post Office Box 715. New York City, New York. Zip code is 100-02. That's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 100-02. If you'd like to call us, we're as near to you as your telephone. Call us at area code 212-406-3904. That's 212-406-3904. We invite you to visit the Community Church of Faith over in Roselle, New Jersey. That's Roselle, New Jersey, 1212 Morris Street. Me and St. George Avenue, Bishop Nathaniel Wesley is the pastor. If you're out in Gary, Indiana, go on by the Wonder Working Word Church, 2421 Ralston Street, near West 25th Avenue. Gary, Indiana, Elder Edward Butler Jr. is the pastor. If you're up in West Haven, Connecticut, the Living Word Redemption Center is the place to go, 945 First Avenue. Bishop Richard Moore is the pastor. Down in Hazelhurst, Mississippi, go on by the Church of the Lord Jesus, 1155 Wesley Chapel Road. Evangelist Ruby Felton is the pastor. If you're in Syracuse, New York, go on by the Heavenly Vision Apostolic Church, 121 Rose Avenue, Syracuse, New York. Elder Reginald K. Williams is the pastor. If you're out in Chicago, on the west side of Chicago, go on by the Greater Bethlehem Healing Temple, 12 South Oakley Boulevard, near West Madison Street. Bishop James Ketchum is the pastor. Remember, my friends, you're always invited to come and be with us here at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple, where our doors do swing on welcome hinges. And we're always glad to see God's people come in and be blessed of the Lord. Now, just for a couple of minutes, we want you to get your Bibles and go with us to the book of Job. Amen. Every word of God is right. Singing and shouting is in it, but it ain't it. You need the word. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. singing and shouting is the ice cream and cake, but you need that mashed potatoes and collard greens and that part of the word, the meat of the word, steak. Amen? Praise God. Get your Bibles. Go with me to the book of Job, the second chapter, beginning at the first verse. And we find these words recorded for our reading in the few remaining minutes that I have on the air. Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. How many of you know Satan got to give an account of everything he do, just like we do? Amen?
Amen.
The devil has to give an account to God everything that he does, just like we have to give an account. Satan came to present himself. Notice the wording of this scripture here. This verse says, the sons of God came and Satan also showed up, which means he was excluded from the ones that was called the sons of God. He done messed up by then. Amen? Praise God. And the Bible says in the second verse, and the Lord said unto Satan, from whence cometh thou? And Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro in the earth and from walking up and down in it. What was he doing? Seeking whom he can devour.
Amen.
Satan is doing that same thing right till the day. He's looking around to see who he can cause to trip up. He's looking around to see who he can cause to stumble. He's looking around to see who he can cause to fall. He's looking to see who he can cause to backslide and give up on God. Oh, but it's a wonderful thing when God can depend on you. When God has that much confidence in you, that when the devil comes before God, God will bring your name up before the devil bring your name up. Amen?
Amen.
Notice here what the Bible says. The devil said he was going down the earth trying to see, looking around and to and fro, going. He wasn't in no one spot. He was going everywhere, to and fro. He would go and come back and then go somewhere else, walking up and down in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord said unto Satan in the third verse, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man, one that feareth God and escheweth evil, and still he holdeth fast his integrity, although thou movest me against him to destroy him without a cause. Listen, can God say that same thing about us today? Do we have integrity that God can say, I know they're going to do what's right? Do we have the thing about us that God will tell the devil, have you considered my servant Lawrence Casper Staten? Mm-hmm. Have you considered my servant Mother Nixon? Have you considered my servant Sister Nadine? Have you considered my servant Brother Tyrone? Have you considered my servant Brother Nixon? Amen. Have you considered my servant there at Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple? Have you considered my servants that's in another church that's holding up the bloodstained banner and living right? Can God do that with some people today? We ought to be living so that God will have enough confidence in us that when the devil comes before him, God will bring our name up before the devil even mention it.
Amen.
Amen? That's the way we ought to be living. We ought to be so close to God and so much into God that God knows that anything comes up, we'll be like Paul. I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God. Glory to God. God asked Satan, say, have you considered my services? You doing all that walking up and down? And you going to and fro. Did you stop by Job's house? Did you check him out? Oh, glory to God. Yeah, and Satan said in the fourth verse, and Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin, yea, all that a man hath will he give for his life. But put forth thine hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. Look, he'll curse thee to thy face. Look how cunning the devil was. He's doing the same thing today. He tried to get God to do the dirty work. See what he told God to do? He said, listen, God, you put forth your hand and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will curse thee to thy face. See, the devil tried to get God to do it. This way the devil could point and say, God did it. Just like a lot of folks today are having trials and tribulation, and they're talking about, oh, the Lord put me on my bed of affliction. Oh, the Lord ain't did that, the devil did it. Sickness comes from the devil. Trouble and stuff comes from the devil. Fear comes from the devil. Amen? So he tried to get God to do the work. He tried to get God, but see, God is an all-wise God. God didn't touch Job. God retorted back to Satan and said, Satan, behold, he is in thine hand, but save his life. Do what you want to do, Satan. Since you got all the ideas, since you got all the thoughts of what you do, you do what you want to do with him. Just don't touch his life. I like that because every time I read the scripture, amen, I think about the scripture that says, all souls are mine.
Amen.
That's the life of man is the soul. Amen?
Amen.
And God said, don't touch his, don't, that soul belongs to me. Do whatever you want. Do not touch his life. Amen. And the Bible lets us know, I can't go through the whole thing, but the Bible lets us know that Satan left out of the presence of God and he come down here and wreaked havoc on Job. Some of you today are going through because the devil is wreaking havoc in your life. God done already throwed your name up before the devil. Amen. God knows that you're going to stand. God knows that you're not going to let the devil trip you up. God knows that you've got enough power to stand and you're going to obey his word and come through whatever the devil put you through. And that's why the devil is fighting you today. That's why the devil is doing everything he can to try to get you to turn around. He done got in your home. He done got on your job. He done got in the school. He done got in your neighborhood. He done got in your government. Amen, walls.
Amen.
God bless your lights. So glad to have your chairs. Won't nobody else say amen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amen. He done got in the government.
Amen.
He's always been there, but now he's just done got real bold with it.
Hallelujah.
He's got devils and demons in the church that's proposing to be pastors and evangelists and preachers and ministers and elders and prophets and prophetesses. They ain't nothing but of the devil.
Amen.
They're there. Mm-hmm. They're not doing God's will. They're not following through. God can't puff his chest out and say, have you considered my servant when he's talking about them? Mm-hmm. Because he know they're not going to stand. He got folks that's around today that got a good testimony, can sing a good song, can preach a good sermon, but they ain't got no life to back it up.
Amen.
So therefore, the devil, amen, can overthrow them at any juncture. Mm-hmm. But you want to live so that God can have confidence in you, so that God can believe that anything comes, anything go down, Satan, whatever you do to him, he going to stand. She going to stand.
Amen.
She not going to give up and say, I'm going to throw in the towel and I'm going to forget about everything that's going on. No, that individual is going to stand because they're rooted and grounded in me. When you get rooted and grounded in God, amen, you'll be like a tree that's planted by the rivers. Ah, that shall not be moved. Hallelujah. Can you say hallelujah? Can you say glory? Thank you, Jesus. Has God considered you to be to the point where he throws your name up before the devil, knowing that you're going to stand in the midst of trials and tribulations, through sickness, through heartaches, through pain, through disappointments? Will God be able to tell the devil, have you considered my servant? Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say glory. Oh, I want to tell you, my friends, you're going through today. It's not because God did it. It's because the devil done